Oh, sound like it. Good. That's something that's working straight away. Oh, praise God. just singing that song, let go my soul and trust in him, the heavens and the winds and waves know his name. And that's so true, because this morning I came well prepared. I've got a PowerPoint going and all prepared. I gave my USB stick to the audio guys over there, and it came up on the screen, but then that's as far as it went. It wouldn't work. It wouldn't come up on the screen for some reason, and I thought, oh, okay. So I thought, oh, I'm going to put my teacher's hat on. What am I going to do? Just, you know, say some things and show pictures like this? I don't know. I just saw these things. I was just trying to think, what's going to happen? But praise God, we prayed. I know people have been praying, and it worked out. And so they've managed to put it on little images and got it up there. So praise God. He's a great God. He knew exactly what our needs was. And you know, the waves and winds know his name, and PowerPoints know his name too. So amen. Praise God for that. Let's just open up in prayer. Lord, we just give you thanks and praise for this day. We thank you, Lord, that you know every need. And Lord, as you've shown us this morning, you know, with the technology and everything, it's great to have technology, but sometimes it just doesn't work. But Lord, you still have your hand upon it, Father. So, Lord, I rejoice and give you honour and praise in that. And Lord, as I speak this morning, I pray that you encourage us in what we're doing in missions, encourage us in what we see, and even challenge us to do even more. So, Lord, we just give this time to you now in Jesus' name. Amen. Okay. So we'll be, Elder Gary said, we'll be taking up a collection, a special collection after after I speak. And so, but I would just like to share just a few things about missions and what we do as a church. And I just love this church. I love how generous we are. When it comes to missions, we've got a generous heart anyway, each one of us. But you know, when it comes to missions, we just have such a generous heart. Whether it's to give it, you know, to be financially, prayerfully, if we, you know, physically, if we go and you know do work for the missions, we just have a heart of generosity, and I just feel blessed by that. And I know that the people that we give to, the people that we provide, the other nations, you know, Tagum, the Tyrrells over in Uganda, other nations, they feel blessed as well. So I really encourage you in that. You know, we have a wonderful heart too in this church to give, and it's great. In the Bible, in Acts chapter 2, we read about the church people selling their property and possessions to give to anyone in need. And in the verses 44 to verses 45, it says, all the believers were together and had everything in common. They sold property and possessions to give to anyone who had need. And that's just definitely the heart that I see with our church. We're very generous. Okay, so like I said, yes, that's the good scripture. Declare his glory among the nations, his marvellous deeds among all people. And so that's our heart for missions, to do that. Next slide. Okay, so how is Grow Church involved? So there's several ways, whether it's, like I said before, whether it's through financial giving, going on missions trips, fundraising or prayer. We do certainly have a great heart to give. Next slide. So Grow Church supports students in the Philippines in the PSOM, which is the Philippines School of Ministry, with coins for missions. So every day when you see, or every Sunday, I say, when you see the little children running around, it's, you know, it all looks cute, it all looks lovely, and we smile and we go, oh, how cute that is. But those coins are actually going over to somewhere really special. They're going over to help and support the students over in Philippines School of Ministry. Next slide, please. So I've just drawn a little things from Grow Church to PSOM. And that's a picture of the actual building there. If you haven't been there before, I've been there a couple of times. So that's a picture where the students actually go and and do their studies. So the the students there undergo the studies there. It's up to 3 years of study, I believe, and after that they graduate into some form of ministry. So it's really important. So we might think that those coins are just something they're going over. We don't realise they're going over to something, or we forget about it, but they're actually doing something great to fulfil the gospel. These students go out, they prepare themselves, they study, then they go out to ministry themselves. So they're filling the gospel of Christ. So all these things we, each one of us, do every week, we're actually helping to fulfill the gospel of Christ. Next slide. And we fundraise. We really fundraise well in this church. We have several events that we fundraise for TAGM, and especially this year. In February, Narcissa lovingly made some jam for sale that she had on for sale, and we raised $100 with that, so that was really good. Yeah, well done. Thanks, Narcissa. I'm not sure she's here, yep. We also had a garage sale in April, which was a great event and was very successful in the amount of items that were donated and the money that was raised for that. And through the sales, we raised $2,730. That was really good too. In April, we had the a sausage sizzle at Bunnings in Sunshine, and we raised with that $1,007, which was really worth it as well. So we also have our soup for sale, which we started last week, for $2 a cup with a bread roll. So that too goes to the missions to our Grow Church in TAGM. I think we've got some more today, for sale. So if you have $2, you can go out and get a beautiful cup of soup and a bread roll, and it was really, really delicious. So that too goes towards things. So, you know, as I said before, you know, you think you're handing it here, you're giving money here, left, right and centre, but they're actually going somewhere for the benefit of what Christ has called us to do. And in October, we'll be running our annual fun run or walk, and that'll be in October, and a second garage sale as well that will be in November. So we've still got a few more fundraisers that we have this year to do. Okay, next slide. And we can also, other ways we can help is going on short-term missions, which one is going this year. There's a team that regularly goes. It's not the same team each year, but there's always some team that goes every year over to TAGM, over to the Philippines, and just helps out there and encourages and we actually are encouraged when we actually do go over there. We think we go over there to serve, but sometimes we get blessed ourselves and in what they can teach us. Just next slide, please. So short-term missions, yes, the team regularly goes to the Philippines each year. There's the opportunity to preach, teach and pray and serve. Also opportunities to teach songs and share the gospel and to serve in the feeding programs. And giving, if you can't go physically, you can go through prayer and financial giving, fundraising, or making items to send along with the team. I know in the past years it's been Tina, Egan and John who have faithfully, Tina has knitted little bears or little soft toys to go over to the Philippines, which has been well received by the children over there. And also John has made up some colouring books to go over there as well. So bless them for that. So this year we have a small team going over, and it consists of, so far, as Pastor Chris, Muriel and myself. So we'll be going over in September. So keep us in your prayers as we go towards that time. As I said, it's an opportunity to teach, pray and serve in the feeding programs. And it's a great idea, a great way to get out of your comfort zone too. So, you know, if you ever just even think about going over there, just, you know, to getting out of your comfort zone, it's a great way to get, because you'd never know where you're going to serve. You never know what you're going to be doing. And I've gone over there in the past and have been asked to do something that I've never even thought of doing back here, but I've done it, and it's amazing. It just makes you feel, you know, you just feel blessed yourself, and you're just getting out of your comfort zone, and because it's not you that's working, it's Holy Spirit that's working in you. So you're just enabled to do those things for Christ. So in the past, we've run workshops there just to give us an opportunity to impart the knowledge that we might have that they may have not have thought of. So it's all a sort of a teaching time. There's been times of prayer and worship. For those who in the past with a musical background, it's been lovely that, you know, they've gone over there and imparted something that that they can learn over there as well. It's been really a blessing. Myself, I found the best part of these missions trips is the children. Just to see their smiles on their faces when in the feeding programs they get the food and they also get a message about Jesus. And it's just to see the smiles on their faces when they do receive that food. Yes, it's a blessing to them physically, but also to learn a new song and to just listen to to a story about Jesus. And it does bring a smile, and it just amazes me every time I go over there. You know, it blesses me to see them being touched through the power of, you know, Holy Spirit. And prayer is definitely something that we need to get behind the missions. So, you know, we all have a heart to pray in this church. So just really pray and uplift all the missions works. Next slide, please, Caleb. So I'm going to speak a little bit about our sister church over there, Grow Church. started up, this will be their second anniversary this year of being Grow. And next slide, please. So the pastor over there is Pastor Randy and his wife, Yayani, and they have three little children, Yandy, Princess and Paul. And so Pastor Randy pastors the Grow Church over there, and they just do an amazing job through the feeding programs and outreaching to the children and adults in marketplaces and in really poor areas of Tagum and also in the Muslim areas as well. So they just do an amazing job there. And that's a picture of the Grow Church. Sorry. Just there. So that's our picture at the moment of the Grow Church there at this time. But they do an amazing job. Okay, next slide. And these are some of photos from the past trips to the Philippines. As you can see, there's the feeding, the trays of food on the side there. So they just have a table laid out and they're just filling up the rice, the bit of meat, and that's what they do. And they pack that up and they take them to the outreach areas. And if you go over there, you sort of have help out in that. And there's just some pictures of the past trips. Okay, next slide. Some more pictures. And some of the pictures of there's children up in, I think in the corner there, it's from one of the areas. It's called Glorious Cemetery. And so they actually have this village behind the cemetery. And there's some of the children there. And a couple of years ago when I went, they sang a song to us that was really, really special, really blessing us. Yeah. Okay, next slide. Yeah, so feeding programs, providing food and sharing the gospel. Next slide. Okay, so the transporting the food. At the moment in Grow Church Tagum, they had a van, but it's broken down, so it's no longer working. So their feeding program's still running, but they're having to use the little tricycles or multi-cabs to transport their food. And you can imagine, there's pictures on there, there's girls there, they're part of the youth, and they use their time to help out with the feeding program. There's three, almost four basketfuls of food that they have to transport on these little multi-cabs. And that's what they do. You know, it might be a real inconvenience to us, but, you know, over there, it's what they do. Yeah, it's probably an inconvenience, but they just keep on going. They have that heart. They don't give up. They'll just keep on going. And it's definitely not an easy task. And these young people, they help out teaching the Word of God as well as teaching the children songs too. So they've got a real heart to continue on in those in the feeding program. So we really, it's a real prayer point for the finance to purchase another vehicle for Pastor Randy and Yayani, because they do need it. They've only got a motorbike themselves, and they really need some form of transport to, you know, help out with, you know, picking up some people for church or transporting the foods to these areas without having to make several trips on these little tricycles or unicabs. Next slide. So there's several different places that they have an outreach at, and a lot of them are sort of new areas that they've gone into. This is Gloria Cemetery, which has been going for a while. And so they're doing amazing work at these outreaches. They have a heart for the lost, especially for the children. And these are pictures of Pastor Yandy, or Randy, sorry, at Gloria Cemetery doing an outreach. And yeah, so as I said before, it's a village behind a cemetery, and it's home to many. And out of the children's ministry, Pastor Randy and Yayani have raised up youth to become involved themselves. So out of that, you know, it's just amazing. I think, you know, they go into these places and they teach the children song, they teach the children gospel messages, and out of that, they raise up these youth to help out in the programs that they've already started running. And that really, yeah, just shows you their heart and shows you how God works through those areas. Next slide. This is a fairly new one. It's a Carrig Feeding Program, an outreach ministry. So it's a fairly new place that they've moved into. They've only been going there for about 2 months now. And this place is in need, is it? Because every time they go, this is what I got a message from Yayani. There's a lot of people that are gambling. So they just go in there in these little small houses, and that's all they do is just gamble. And there's kids around in that area. So they're, witnessing to this, and it's just not a good atmosphere. So there's about 40 children, they say, that's in this area, and that's quite a large amount. And for them to be exposed to these sorts of things, it's not really good for children. So Pastor Randy and Yayani and their team go in there and try and make it a difference to these children. Next slide. Excuse me. This is another place that they've recently started up running a feeding program. It's called Begong Lupunan. It's near the market area. They found around 20 children in those areas, and the remaining kids are there after there was a village down the road that was demolished. So this is Pastor Randy and praying for these children, or with these children, because, there's only about 25. So that's something that new that they've just started up. So, we'll keep those in prayer too. And the Vow Woods, has a feeding program of 120 to 130 children, which is an amazing lot. I can't imagine. It'd be like the size of our church here. And, so they're from the street kids in this area, and they're forced into labour. So these kids are forced to do tasks or forced into labour, not because they want to. It's at a very young age. So they're probably, it could be like, 7, 8-year-olds, 14-year-olds, they're just forced into labour, and they have to go and work in the marketplace at a very young age. And so they go into there to help feed them as well, because even though they're working, they wouldn't be receiving that money. They would actually be going to somewhere else, and they would probably be missing out on food as well. So this is the type of things that are going on in the Philippines. It's something that we don't see here in Australia. Next slide. And this is the youth at Grow Church Tagum. So some of the young people in Grow Church, they faithfully give up their holiday time to go and help out with the feeding programs. And also there's some pictures of them having, they're discipled, they have small groups. If you go over there, you'll see the youth over there just, not saying that youth here aren't full on. I know that they are. As a youth leader myself, I know, you know, I've seen the growth of our youth here, but over there they're just, they're really full on. They just love Jesus, they love learning, and they just really encourage us when we go over there. Okay, next slide. Yep. And there's some more children there. That's some pictures of Grow Church, some of the people there in Tagum. Next slide. Now, this picture is Pastor Randy baptizing a woman, and Pastor Chris spoke of this last week. This lady's husband was a Muslim, or is a Muslim, and I'm assuming that she was too, but she decided to accept Jesus as her Lord and personal Saviour and then decided to be baptized on July the 16th. And so they immediately went to an inland resort and near Tagum City and had her baptised in the pool there. So isn't it amazing? We wouldn't think of it here. We have our baptism little pool out the front here, but you know, they just went to this resort and went into the pool and baptised this woman. So she's a Christian. She's no longer a Muslim. But these sorts of things that happen, you know, they're in Muslim areas and people hear the word of God. Even though they've never heard of Jesus, they hear for themselves and they know it's right. They know it's true. They can see the difference. Instead of worshiping a Muslim God, they realize that God is the true God, and that Jesus is their saviour. So this is what's happened. So yeah, I trust and hope that, you know, this has changed this lady's life, and in turn will change her husband's life as well. Okay, so next slide. Okay, so feeding programs in the Muslim areas. So Pastor Randy and his wife, they go into the Muslim areas to children who have not been exposed to the Word of God and hearing it for the first time. They're experiencing many children at these programs because they haven't. And it just, God moves. God moves in amazing ways. I just think about it. I'm thinking, you know, these places where they are Muslim areas, so that's a very high Muslim place where they don't hear the word of God. They believe in another God. And for God to work in that area, that's amazing. I just see, you know, hearts changed. And you just know that just God is just working in so many ways. And we often don't hear about that, but, you know, we can see it. This is what happens when you know, Christians go into places. We can just break down strongholds and turn other, you know, other people's lives onto Jesus. So this is just a little message from Yayani. This is the latest photo during the feeding program in the Muslim area. And they're always excited at these programs. Even the Muslim kids and some of the parents attend and they hear the word of God. And there's one lady that was opposed to them during their visit at first. So she actually opposed them. But there was after much prayer, they've become very close friends now. I'm not sure if she's given her life to the Lord, but she certainly has her heart softened by God. So through prayer, God can change people's hearts. So glory to him. And some of these, we have some prayer requests for Tagum, Grow Church. I have some sheets up on the side table over there, some prayer points for Tagum and also for Mike and Shirley Tyrrell. So afterwards you can go and grab a prayer point and some praise points there as well. Next slide, thanks. Okay, so missionaries. I've spelt that wrong. Missionaries. Yes. Okay. I've just realised that. I'm one for grammar and I've looked. That's all right. You know what I'm talking about. Okay. So there on this slide, there's some names of missionaries that have gone before us. You know, we have David Livingstone, Amy Carmichael, Jonathan Goforth, Nate Saint, Jim Elliott, Barnabas, Paul, Titus, Timothy. So they're all names that you've heard. They're all well-known missionaries that we are aware of. We read about it, we hear about it, we read in the Bible about it. But there's many missionaries that you don't really hear about, that the world doesn't hear about. And yet God knows each and every one of them and each and every one of their needs. So we support several missionaries in this church through finance and prayer. And we're just going to have a look at some of them now. And next slide. So Pastor Mike and Shirley Tyrrell, they're in Uganda at present. And they've been there, they're a part of our church. And they're full-time missionaries. And they've got quite a large bit of land over there that they're slowly developing. They've been there for about 8 years over in Uganda in Africa. Keep going. Next slide. This is a picture of their home, which hasn't been long built. It's only been a couple of years or so. And so the very reasons we are Christians is to tell people about Jesus. The very reason for people to go to other countries to serve God is to tell people about Jesus. So it's the same thing. So we all, even as Christians, we have a mission here, as well as these people who are called have a mission overseas. So as one verse says in the Bible, how will they call on him if they have not believed, or believe in him if they have not heard or hear about him if no one tells them about Jesus? The only way that you and I came to know the Lord is by someone telling us about him. So that's their great commission, isn't it, to go and tell the world about Jesus. And then how are they, the ones that have heard, to preach unless we send them? So we've sent, you know, with our blessings, Pastor Mike and Shirley to Uganda, and they have started up the church over there. So, excuse me. I often think of the Tyrrells. We sent them with our blessings to Uganda, and they're having an amazing impact on that country, as well as in Kenya. They often travel there. And at this present time, they're facing some up and downs with their health. Sometimes their health, they get malaria in the last couple of months. I think Shirley got a small dose of typhoid. And so there's always some sort of struggles over there, but they continue on, praise God. They continue on, they continue to trust him because they believe that they've been called to do that. And so we need to really support them through prayer, and if we can financially. And, you know, if we're even able to again go over there and help serve on their properties, they do an amazing things. Next slide. So they're looking to build a raised goat shelter and have already begun to install new fencing and pasture area. They lost a few goats this year, apparently to pneumonia because of being on low ground, I believe. And so they're going to build, or they're looking to build somewhere that's raised, so that they can look after their goats, because their aim and their desire is to be able to have enough goats to help them be sustainable, to help them to not just rely on everyone else in giving, but to help them to continue on with their property. and also to help build other areas in that area. So through generous giving, they were able to purchase a brick-making machine, and they've already built a small shelter there just for meeting places or cooking outside. So that was a blessing to them. And also through generous giving, they were able to put in two new solar panels. And we take everything so much for granted. We have electricity, we turn on the light and it comes on, we have our fridge plugged in, our computers, our everything, you know, phones, what have you. Where they are, it's very limited, so they can only have their fridge on for apparently certain times of the day. And I don't know what they do with all the other times. They certainly wouldn't have that fresh or cold food in the fridge that we can just open up, go to, and then close and forget about it. So the two new solar panels helps them actually being a blessing. They can have their fridge on for longer. So that's what we take for granted. They just feel so blessed in just having their fridge on for that little longer. It's just something so small, but they just feel as if it's like, wow, you know, this is a God's answer to prayer. And it is. Next slide. And we have some prayer points also for the tool. So I've got all that over there on the sheets over there. So remember to go over there, take a sheet and certainly pray for them. Pray that they're able to improve the quality of pasture, which will help the animals. Pray that as they go on trips to Rwanda and Kamuli District in September, that they'll be protected. Pray that that no viruses or diseases such as malaria or typhoid will come upon them. And pray as they at times travel back to Australia for visits, that they'll be able to, that there'll be finance there for them, and that they'll trust God completely with their finances. Next slide. So other missionaries that we support in our church, we have two ladies. One is Pastor Lisa Ignacio, and she's based in India, and she works with the women over there. And she does an amazing job just going around India and with ladies and just ministers to them. And we also, Julie Fonarito, she's the personal assistant to Pastor Silverback over in Adelaide, based in Adelaide. And I'll just give you a little bit about Pastor Lisa. She graduated in 1996 from Bethel Bible College in PNG, and she travelled to Palawan in 1997 and became the first principal of the Palawan Ministry Training Centre. And in 2006, the Philippines sent their first fully supported missionary, Pastor Lisa, to Sri Lanka to work in Bethel Children's Home. And since that time, Lisa's been ministering or serving in India and helping out there. And Julie, she's the personal assistant to Pastor Barry. Okay, next slide. And also every term or so, there's a magazine called the Pulse Magazine, and that's based on, it just shows you everything that the CRC Church does in missions work. The latest one came out in March, and you can actually go online and download it from the CRC website. I've done that already, or there might be some available. I don't know if there are hard copies around here, but it's definitely a great magazine to look into. It's updates of the different missions that the CRC as a whole is involved in. And like I said, you can go online. So it's worth that. So if you remember and get an opportunity, go online and download it. It's a really interesting talk. The last one was just on missions, on missionaries and what's happening in the different areas that the CRC Church is involved in around the world. Okay, next slide. Okay, this is a great verse from Romans 10, verse 13 to 15. For everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. How will they then call on him in whom they have not believed? And how are they to believe in him of whom they have never heard? And how are they to hear about someone preaching? And how are they to preach unless they are sent? As it is written, how beautiful are the feet of those who preach the good news. And I read that before, but it's a great missions verse just lost my thought then. Yeah, it's a great verse to have as part of missions. So missions is a vital part of our church. And whether you're interested in going on a missions trip or to support the missions or missionaries through other means like prayer or giving or in other ways, it's a vital part of our church and part of our Christian heritage. With our support, mission programs continue to reach out to those who have never heard the gospel before. There are many in Tagum that are not from a Christian background. They've never heard the name of Jesus. And I know that's true for Australia too. But, we're called to at times go overseas and bless those areas. And we'll be taking up a special offering, like I said, for church in Tagum in the areas that they're in need. Yeah, so there's, as I said before, there's a missions trip in September. It's a privilege to go on these trips. So if you ever need, if you even have that small desire to go, there's always somehow that you can. You need to trust in God. Don't worry about the finances that's going to cost or anything. Just trust and believe that if you've got that desire in your heart, maybe God's calling you. Maybe he's calling you to go. And it's and the first time I went, it was in 2011, I think it was, or 2011. I didn't know. I didn't know what was in store for me. I didn't know what was I to expect. I just went because I just knew I wanted to. I just knew that was God calling me to do. And so I went. And so now I've been going almost every year since then because it's just a wonderful experience. And I do have a heart for missions. So, yeah, so I encourage people just to go, to experience what it's like in another nation that's crying out for the Lord. We're so privileged here because we do have the gospel and we do have freedom to worship and we have, everything for us. We have, churches to go to. We have that. It's being in the West, we have that. But, places like the Philippines, sometimes they don't hear about the Word of God. They don't hear about Jesus and they need to hear. So in a moment we're going to be taking up an offering for the Tagum Church over in the Philippines. So if the musicians could come back, I'll close in prayer now. And the musicians can come and start playing, and if the stewards can start taking up the offering, that would be great. Like Elder Gary said, if you're not prepared, there's still time. You can do it online. There's envelopes out in the foyer. But just have a heart. They really need that support. They need it prayerfully. They need support financially, and it's well worth cause. We are very blessed here in this country. We do get that finances, whether it's you're unemployed, we still get finances. So so just give and just trust that God will provide for you when you do give, because he will provide a blessing. So let's pray. Lord, we just thank you and praise you for mission work. We thank you, Lord, for each one of those people that we just spoke and saw on the screen today. We pray for Grow Church in Tagum for Pastor Randy and his wife Yayani. We pray, Lord, that your blessing be upon them, Father God. And as they continue to outreach into those areas, Lord, which have never heard your word, we pray, Father God, that you'll just touch many lives there, that you'll provide Pastor Randy and Yani all that they need, provide them forms of transport, Father God, and just, provide them with the strength to continue doing their work for you. We pray for Mike and Pastor Mike and Shirley Tyrrell, Lord, as they minister those people in Uganda and on the outskirts, Lord. We pray, Father God, that you'll just provide their every needs and protect them, Lord, from any diseases that they may get in their bodies. Lord, we just pray your protection. And we pray, Lord, that as they go forth and minister to the people there, that you'll just speak to them and speak through them, Father, touching the lives of many people. And for the ladies, two ladies that we support too, we pray that your blessing will be upon them. For Pastor Lisa, Lord, we pray that you'll just continue to encourage her and strengthen her as she ministers to the women in India. And for Julie, Lord, we pray that you'll continue to strengthen her as she supports Pastor Barry in his work. So, Lord, we just lift this time to you. We lift up this giving to you. We just thank you and praise you, Lord. Once again, I thank you and praise you for this wonderful, generous church that you have given, that you have here in Grow Church St. Albans. So, Lord, bless this and bless the funds and bless the money that we've raised or we're going to raise now. To your glory we pray in Jesus' name. Amen.